In John 16, verse 23, it says, "Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you." Well, that's strange because just yesterday we talked about how the disciples wouldn't be asking any more questions, and now they're asking the Father. So it's not that we stop asking questions altogether, but there is something interesting here. We stop asking Jesus questions to gain information and start asking the Father questions regarding the mission. In verse 23, two different words for ask are used. They both mean to ask for something, but the word in the first half of verse 23 has a sense of urgency behind it. And you can hear that in the disciples' voices throughout this entire conversation. "Jesus, where are you going? Lord, why can I not follow you now? Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way?" But in a little while, they will see him again, risen, resurrected, and glorified, and their questions will take on a different tone, a different agenda, a different focus and purpose. They will seek fruit regarding the mission of the resurrected Christ. How many of you ladies out there would start to panic and your palms get sweaty if your spouse, your husband, came home and said, "Hey, I just won an all-expense-paid trip to Disney World for next week. I've got the kids' school taken care of, and we've worked it out with your boss. I'll pack our bags. All you have to do is wait for the day to arrive." Would you start thinking about all the minute details and the what-if situations? What's the weather going to be like? Will it be crowded? Will we split the trip in half and stay in a hotel? How much money will we need to take with us? Should we take our car? Should we rent one? Who's going to get our mail? What about the milk? Is it going to spoil in the refrigerator? Do we have a map? Do we know how to get there? Who's going to feed the dog? I'm not sure I trust you to pack all of my bags. All of those are questions that are urgent, asking about whether or not you have enough information that's going to alleviate your fears. But when you finally arrive to Disney World, realizing that your spouse really has taken care of all the details of your trip, and you walk through the gates, you start asking different types of questions. Questions like, "What ride do you want to ride first? What should we enjoy first? Do you think we'll get to see Goofy and Donald and Minnie and Mickey?" The questions turn into a concern for accomplishing the mission of enjoying the vacation. When you pray, are you busy asking about details that are more geared towards your comfort? Or are we praying about accomplishing the mission? When we pray about details that concern our comfort, it's because we've taken our eyes and our heart off of the resurrected Christ and we've put on a different pair of glasses. The glasses of safety, of ease, of fear, of material success, whatever. Now, none of those things are bad in themselves until they trump our desire for the mission of making disciples of all nations. So Jesus says that the life that is freed up for the mission prays differently. That life embraces this all-access pass to the Father, and we pray for things on His heart. Our hearts and desires become more and more like His because of our focus on the work of Christ and our reliance on the Holy Spirit. As you pray today, please remember Angel Colon and his family are missionaries in Louisiana. And also remember the Yaturu Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.